Jawel, vrijdag bij het vallen van de avond verschiet Amsterdam van kleur. De kantoorverlichting maakt plaats voor de discobal en de draaitafels komen uit de kast. Amsterdam FM zorgt je meetikt in de maat van het weekend. Elke vrijdag tussen 8 en 10 geven we de knoppen, faders en synthesizers over aan artiest die jou laat horen wat de hoofdstad je op dansgebied te bieden heeft. Live vanuit de Oba, dit is toekomstmuziek. Vanavond ontrafelen we de geheimen achter fenomenen als Deep Prog, Deep Forest en Groovy Psy. Voor wie dit klinkt als complete abracadabra, is waarschijnlijk zoals velen onder ons nog niet zoveel in aanraking gekomen met de wondere wereld van de Psytrance. Muziek vol hyperactieve kicks, rollende bassen en psychedelische soundscapes. Maar er is meer. Psytrance is een spirituele muziekstijl die draait om verbinding tussen mens en natuur. Vanavond is onze gids door het spreekwoordelijke konijnenhol Back to Mars. Een vrouw met een indrukwekkende cv waar Boom en Ozora, festivals die extreem belangrijk zijn in de Psytrance, niet op ontbreken. En daarmee is zij de ideale vrouw om ons te introduceren in de Psytrance. Marcia, we switch to English because you do not speak Dutch, right?
Well, I speak some Dutch, but not enough to actually sit here with you comfortably.
And give good, eloquent answers.
That's it, pretty much.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Great to have you. Thanks for coming.
Great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, no problem. Right, let's just start off. I listened to some of your interviews, as I told you before, and you describe Psytrance as a spiritual experience. Our listeners are more used to house and techno, and they think spiritual experience. What does that mean?
I think it has a lot to do with the style of music as well, because a lot of melodies are used and a lot of synthesizers that are really carrying you into a different state of mind, which are actually really putting you into a more transcendental kind of attitude and experience of the whole party and experience of the music which you're actually dancing to. The first times I listened to Psytrance and I really enjoyed parties, the music really made me feel as if I was on a completely different dimension. And that can be sometimes experienced with some deep techno and some other styles, but Psytrance is really special in that.
Yeah, that is really special. Does it change the audience? Is there a different audience for...
Absolutely.
For, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. You go to a Psytrance party and you're going to see the type of people there. They're completely different type of people. But there are also people who are going from Psytrance to other scenes and from other scenes to Psytrance, you know? So there's people who love more than one style of music.
Yeah.
Myself being one of them, so...
you played at some really big festivals in the Psytrance. For example, Boom in Portugal, Ozora in Hungary.
Yeah.
And we have a Dutch Psytrance festival also. It's called Psy-Fi.
Yeah, I played there also this year and last year, yeah.
Yes. So, is there a different vibe there than on the regular house and techno festival we are all used to in Amsterdam?
It really depends on where you go, because I would say Amsterdam or Holland has a lot of very large commercial events as well, commercial festivals, mm-hmm. And then I think that the type of experience which is actually brought there is very consumeristic. And with Psytrance, I'm not saying that doesn't exist. Everybody needs to make a living, you know, otherwise nothing goes forward. But people are very concerned with the environment. The place is very clean. You don't see nothing being thrown around so much as one of these large festivals.
Yeah.
However, if you are also going to one of the finer versions of techno festivals, then for sure you're also going to find a different kind of public there.
Yeah, true. Why is this connection between Psytrance and the environment? I feel it a lot. I see that I hear my friends who went to some big Goa festivals, some big Psytrances, and they say everything is clean, and they started to at normal festivals, they're starting to... They stop throwing away their cigarettes and all this kind of thing. Why is this connection between the environment and, or isn't there any special reason for that?
That's the $1 million question. Where does everything begin, you know?
Yeah. Is it more consumer orientated? Less consumer orientated, I mean.
Although nowadays, of course, there are festivals which are also more consumer orientated, even larger festivals. I mean, like I said already, everybody needs to go forward and grow. But I think because Psytrance started in Goa, and Goa was a haven for hippies, you know, the hippie culture really was thriving over there, and this music thrived there in combination to this culture. And these people already have an alternative mentality. They have more respect for the environment. They have a more spiritual outlook in life. And I think all of those things got carried naturally into the music and into the experience, because that's where it started.
Yeah.
Within a more, if you like, hippie environment. You understand? Not that I'm saying everybody who's going to Psytrance nowadays is a hippie, because that's not true, you know, but yeah.
You're very careful when you talk about this kind of thing. You say, well, I do not believe that other music styles do not have the same thing, but this is something I really experience in Goa. Why are you so careful? Why don't you stay? Goa festivals, Psytrance festival, are much more cleaner, much cleaner than normal festivals.
Well, they are cleaner than normal festivals. But I think everything has a positive side in one, you know, everything has the two sides of the coin,
yeah.
You know, so there are some things which perhaps are more positive in other festivals, and in Psytrance other aspects are more positive. But I would not dare to compare, because it's all a question of taste.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own taste of music. There are tribes, and the different tribes dress in different ways, have different drinks, have different attitudes, ways of speaking to one another, ways of going out, and all of that really translates itself into a culture, a dance music culture. And I would say every type of music has its own culture as well. It just goes accompanied with it. Even if you don't realize that there is a culture, it just is there.
And we should respect that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always developing anyway, you know. Why should you not respect culture anyway?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think dance a lot of people culture, do not do that.
Dance music culture is no different than any other type of culture, in my opinion. So
I think you're completely right. I heard a lot of interviews with you, and you told before that you got introduced to Psytrance in Holland, actually.
That's
because you're from Brazil.
I'm
you have roots
Brazil.
In Italy also.
Yeah.
Why in Holland? Do we have a thriving Goa trance, Psytrance scene?
Well, there quite used to be a more thriving Psytrance scene, although nowadays there's a big comeback happening also. But these were the times in the late 90s when I came to live in Holland, and the squat scene was quite large at that time and legalized also. And I lived in a community called the Elf, with hundreds of people that lived there. It was very well organized, and on the top floor there used to be regular events. So that's where I got to know Psytrance. Psytrance went through many stages over here. There was a time where people tried to make events on clubs, but club owners were not very happy, because they were thinking, well, there was not so much alcohol consumption, not at that time. Perhaps nowadays is not a problem anymore, as I hear. But anyway, it is coming back, very much so, because with Sci-Fi Festival in the north, they are attracting an average of 15,000 people. That's their public last year and this year, so that's very successful.
Yeah.
Transorient Express in the Rahort, one place where I am busy making the music programming, is also sold out every month. Another organization I'm connected to, which is called Bon Voyage in Amsterdam, it's also very successful. And I see that there are more crews all around Holland making large parties also. There's one coming up in Rotterdam soon. And I see that the scene is definitely growing, not only here, but also worldwide.
Do you also see that, because you are a programmer for some of those parties, right?
That's right.
Do you see that in artists too? Do you see there are more artists popping up doing cool things, or is that staying behind?
Oh no, that's definitely developing. Absolutely. And also with the styles of music in Psytrance, like as we were talking about before, there are so many. I could say that in the slower side, there's a psychedelic techno tech side, there is the more warm progressive, you going into dark prog and groovy psychedelic, also mainstream progressive, which are more in the mid range of speed for Psytrance, and faster Psytrance going into dark psy and forest, and also full-on Psytrance. I mean, all for different kinds of public as well.
Yeah.
The public is going to listen to a mix which I prepared specially for this program.
Yeah, exactly.
And the mix actually is intended as an introduction to the style, but as well being faithful to my own personal taste. I'm starting with a slightly slower BPM of 129.
Yeah.
For psytrance, that's quite slow. I know for techno, it's already fast. and that's the style is psychedelic techno and growing into progressive.
Yeah.
And more groovy progressive and dark prog, and the last 20 minutes I attempted to put a little bit of dark side and forest, and it goes up to 136 eventually, but it's a gradual lift.
And it's a good introduction. Do you think it's a good introduction to the world of psytrance?
I would say it's a good introduction to the new trends of psytrance, because as well there's many different styles, and like some of the styles I mentioned to you, like mainstream progressive and full on, these styles are there for a long time, and that's why they are more mainstream.
Yeah.
I would say. But there is a more underground styles which are coming up. So, and these are the new trends. And this is the style which I liked, which I'm always after. And this is what you get to listen to in this mix. These are the new trends of the more underground, the more psychedelic, the deeper sides of psychedelic trance.
And then when we're all convinced, where can we catch you behind the decks coming weeks?
Well, you can keep your eyes open for the upcoming events from Bon Voyage, which is one of the organizations I'm part of.
Yeah.
The next event coming up in January. There is also Transorient Express on a regular basis in Rauhort, where I'm also a programmer. And, well, the next event in Amsterdam, I'm playing on the 5th of March for Psychedelic FM. So you can check that one out.
We can check that all out. And, of course, check Back to Mars. I think you have Facebook and you can...
SoundCloud. And I'm also on a webpage, backtomars.net.
Please give an introduction to your short give a short introduction to your to your set, which is playing now at the background.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure being here. It's you have no idea what an honor it is for me to be able to introduce the style of music which I love to a public that it's not familiar with psytrance and that is more familiar with other great styles of music like house and techno. It is an absolute honor for me to be here. Thank you so much.
Back to Mars. Let's make some rockets.